Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Aw, we got Idris, my grandson, in the studio, Sue, and he looks a little nervous. I don't know if he's going to talk on the radio. This was a surprise visit, though, from Evan and Natalie, who are in town from Houston. They went down to the Arch today. They even went in the Arch. That's what you said, right?
Yeah, we went up. He loved the view. He was so nice going up the elevator, and then going down, he just wanted to go back up and throwing a fit the entire time. We're trying to enjoy the museum down at the bottom. He wants to go back up to the top.
Well, you can't really blame him for that, right? Funny is I think the last time I was up at the top of the Arch was probably like 1984. I'm not even making that up. When we first moved to St. Louis, Sue, in 1979, you'd have all these people that would come visit, right?
Right.
Oh, let's go to the Arch. And I went up in that damn thing so many times, and I'd never gone back up. I always recommend the museum,
really
though, and
cool.
The movie is really good as well.
He is precious. Look how tall he is. They say grandpa is tall.
Yeah. Your grandpa, that would be your mom's dad, is pretty tall, but nothing from my side of the family is too tall that I'm aware of. But he's what, in like the 97th? Natalie's here as well. Natalie, I don't know if you want to talk on the radio, but he's like in the 97th percentile when it comes to weight, right? Or height, not weight.
Height. Yeah, he's only a little bit above 50% for weight. So, you know, not underweight or anything, but for height, he's 97th, 96th percentile constantly every time we go in. He's only 4 months old. We got him in 9 month clothes right now.
He's in size 2 diapers already. Evan's sister, Alexa, Auntie Alexa, probably didn't wear size 2 until she was 3, maybe.
Pretty much everything that we got from the baby showers, he's pretty much already outgrown.
Look at her. Look at him looking at you right now. Do we have this on the, Ethan, do we have it on the video right now for people to watch? If they want to check it out on YouTube or the Twitter feed. He's giving googly eyes to Sue Thomas right now.
Well,
so he's
don't
a Sue Thomas
me. I'm making nice faces
fan.
At him. Hi. He is so precious.
Yeah,
I was
he's
gonna say
pretty
sweet,
adorable.
Precious, all of it.
I don't know where, because Evan, no offense here, I don't know where he gets the good looks, but he's got huge eyes, right?
Yeah,
and
he does.
Big, lots of hair. Although he's lost a little of the hair. Although the hair comes from me, I think that's something.
Oh, that definitely comes from me.
I know. I need to take. Well, like I don't know about you and your nicknames, but when I was younger, I had my old college roommate at Mizzou, Brandon Perry, nicknamed me Link, as in the missing link.
Oh, they call me Legs.
Yeah, Legs, right. Yeah, you could take the winter coat off and probably still be very comfortable.
No,
that's hilarious.
I did not know they were coming downtown today, so you left my house yesterday and went to your mom's house, and you're going to hang there for a couple of days. We get you back on Thursday. So this was rather unplanned just because I didn't know they were going to be downtown.
I am so grateful. Thank you so much for stopping in. He could not be cuter.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you guys for coming in. What else are you doing today? Do you know?
Oh, probably just dinner and a movie. Gonna check out Juror Number 2.
It's pretty good. Do they still have that in the theaters?
I don't think so.
Okay,
anymore.
But you're gonna watch it on video. Yeah. So Evan, what's funny about that is, you know, I mentioned Gabriel Basso. Gabe Basso is in the he's in Juror Number 2, the Clint Eastwood movie. He's in the second season of what the hell is the show called on Netflix? Now I'm
I don't think I know.
But he's great. But Evan, you met Gabe like when he was, well, you guys were both like 12 and 13 or 14 years old out in Hollywood. I still have a picture. He was able to go to one of the movie junkets with me.
Oh,
because
that's cool.
It was, what was it, like Spy Kids 3?
It was, by the same director as Spy Kids. It was Shorts.
Right, Robert Rodriguez. And Evan got to go and do all the interviews. Like, you did an interview with James Spader and a couple other people.
Oh,
I don't even know if
really
you remember
cool.
that. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was pretty pretty cool. And then I went to see, it was the same weekend that Inglourious Basterds was also screening for the press. So I left him at the Four Seasons and went and saw Inglourious Basterds that night, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was really good.
The Night Agent is what you're trying
Thank
to remember.
Thank you, Sue. I was drawing a blank on The Night Agent Season 2 with Gabe Basso. All right, Idris. Well, thank you for coming by and making your appearance.
Thank you so
your first
much.
Radio appearance. It's a first media appearance, which is historic. And I'll see you guys a little later in the week. Look at him. He just loves Sue. But that's, Ethan, you'd have to say that that's rather consistent. Everybody loves Sue, right?
Well, this is accurate.
No, that's true, because whenever I'm out somewhere, they don't want to meet me. Where's Sue? Where's Sue Thomas? I want to talk to her.
This jacket is bright.
We get a fair amount of interaction in our YouTube live chat, but I would say that a good 65% of it, 70% of it, is everyone sharing their hype for Sue's news. Everyone loves Sue's news.
Well, it's a great segment.
I mean, we came here for Sue.
Yeah, there you go. Evan, that's a good point. I did mention that. All right, thank you so much. We love you, and we'll see you later in the week. How does that sound? We got a little. Can you hear him? He's kind of like. I think he's eating his own hand at this point, right?
No, he's eating your son's
hand. He's eating my hand.
Oh, there he is. All right, there you go. Idris Reardon is in the house. We got to take a break. We got Michael Goodwin from the New York Post that's going to join us on Trump's first 100 hours in office, not the first 100 days. Congressman Bob Onder joining at 525. He went down to Mar-a-Lago. He's going to talk about tariffs and income tax issues. We have audio cut of the day and a whole lot more coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.